So, yesterday was the Community Shield. It was Manchester City versus Chelsea. Man City won 2-0. Straightforward, really. It wasn't one of the best of games, is it ever? You know? It's an interesting one, the Community Shield, because we always joke, but it's true, in that if you win it, it's a trophy. If you lose it, it's a pre-season friendly. No one can really answer definitively whether or not it's either of the two. Get different opinions. Obviously, it's a nice day out for the Man City fans, you know, now, and it's Chelsea will no doubt feel unlucky. And we'll just treat it as a pre-season, really, won't they? You know, they'll just brush it off. Few interesting points, though, from it. One, Sergio Aguero. Ramble favourite, Aguero. He's not ageing, is he? He's still only, like, I think he's 29, which seems mad. Because he just feels like he's been in our world for a lot longer than that. He feels like he's just been around forever. Scores his 200th goal for Man City. Set up by Phil Foden, who I believe was like 11, maybe 10 or something like that when he scored his first goal. I can't remember the exact number, but he was really young anyway when Aguero scored his first Man City goal. And now he's setting him up for his 200th, which is a nice little story there. But yeah, Aguero, 2 goals. He's looking good for the start of the season already. He looked very sharp. And Phil Foden was impressive. Obviously, you had Jorginho playing for Chelsea, who was a player that Man City... Yeah, again, we can only go on what we've read and the reports that we've heard. It's a player that Chelsea felt that they'd already signed. And then he went to Man City. He went to Chelsea. So, it's almost as if Phil Foden's appearance, it's almost as if, well, Pep Guardiola's just sort of like, well, don't worry about it, we'll just play a youth team player. Obviously, there's a lot of players still to come back from the World Cup, but Foden is someone who a lot of people have got very, very high opinions of, including Pep Guardiola himself. He said he was unlucky to not get that many minutes last year and that he's going to get a lot more minutes this season. So that's an interesting one to keep an eye on. He's a very good young English prospect, Phil Foden. So yeah, hopefully he'll get a lot more minutes on the pitch. Will he get them though? That's the thing, is that squad has got such a large amount of players in it who will all be challenging for those first team spots. Will Phil Foden get those chances, or will he have to go somewhere else? You know, time will tell on that one. Interesting one is Sane. Now, Leroy Sane was obviously left out of the Germany squad. Bit of uproar about that over the summer. He wasn't taken. Joachim Löw left him behind after an impressive season at Man City, but he looked off the pace yesterday. He did look very off the pace, and Pep Guardiola's come out and said that he's not fit. He says he still hasn't got his fitness up, which, considering he had the summer off, it's a bit concerning. If you're a Man City fan, Bernardo Silva looked a lot better. Bernardo Silva did look an awful lot better. Maybe having the summer off is actually, rather than have the effect of he's fresh and revitalised and ready to go, maybe he's just taking his eye off the ball slightly, or taking his foot off the pedal, or, you know, whatever other analogy you want to use. And maybe having that summer off has actually impacted him to the point where he would have been better off playing. You know, it's an interesting one, because I really thought Leroy Sané would hit the ground running, but judging from the reports I've read, I haven't watched any of Man City's pre-season, but judging from the reports I've read and then watching the game yesterday, he hasn't been on it as much as sort of, you know, I think people would assume that he would be. Obviously, like I keep saying, it's because he didn't have a World Cup. But that's one to keep an eye on. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how Man City shape at the start of this season. They've got quite a good little run in. I think they've got Arsenal. They've got Arsenal first game, and then they've got a couple of the promoted sides coming up, you know, and some of the mid-table-ish clubs. So they have got a nice run. I think the first 10 games, I think Arsenal are the only side that they play who sort of, you know, one of the top six clubs, if it were. So yeah, they should really hit the ground running, and it's looking likely now that Man City once again will be the team who everyone else is trying to emulate, and who, you know, if other clubs aren't careful, they could be playing catch up 10 games in and they could already be points behind Man City. You know, it could be a record point scoring season for Man City. That's what I'm saying. Elsewhere, Chelsea camp, things didn't look quite as rosy. Obviously, they've got a new manager in Sarri. So things will take a little while to gel with him. There's a lot of people talking about the Sarrification of that Chelsea squad. They've got a lot of players still to come back from the World Cup. Obviously, Hazard hasn't come back yet. You know, the Willian thing is intriguing because... Yeah, obviously he wasn't back when he said that he would be. Now he had problems with his passport. That's the story. But Sarri came out in the interview and said that he wasn't pleased about it all. And it's one to keep an eye on that, because Willian may not be a Chelsea player by Friday. You know, there's still the Barcelona rumours. There's still a lot of talk as well of them, Chelsea wanting Martial, and maybe Man United willing to do some business, which would involve Martial moving to Chelsea and Willian moving to Manchester United. So, you know, that's one disruption that's being caused. The other disruption is obviously Thibaut Courtois, who has publicly, through his agent, said that he wants to join Real Madrid. Now, he said about this before, in that his kids live in Madrid with his ex-partner. And he wants to be closer to them and see them more. And Real Madrid seems the obvious destination for him. It's crazy to think that Thibaut Courtois would get into the Real Madrid side, who, let us not forget, have won three Champions Leagues in a row. He'd get in there easier than he would the Atletico Madrid side, which is just crazy to think, really. Again, we ramble favourite Keylor Navas can feel very hard done by here, because he's not really done anything wrong. He's just not seen as a good goalkeeper, which he quite blatantly is. People seem to forget that if it wasn't for Navas' saves in that Bayern Munich game, Real wouldn't have got to the final. He kept them in it. He made some really good saves as well against Juventus, which people forget. He's a good goalkeeper. He's a damn good goalkeeper. And it's a shame that he's not being appreciated, because Navas is one of those players who, if Real do bring in Thibaut Courtois, which is looking more and more likely to happen, Navas will probably move and he'll become a great keeper in another club, almost the same as what we said about Karius. You know, he will become a very good goalkeeper in another club, and another top club as well. But yeah, Thibaut Courtois has gone missing as well, apparently. Can't find him. All these players going AWOL. Didn't turn up for training when he was meant to. He's still in Madrid by the sounds of it. He wants to be a Real Madrid player, and he's forcing the move. That's all he's done. That's agents. Don't move. Stay there. We'll get you the move. But obviously, Chelsea have got less time than others to other clubs in Europe to bring in players, because the British transfer window closes on Friday. So they need to bring in their players. You know, they need to get those players done early, because when that game kicks off, Man United Leicester on Friday night, the transfer window will have closed, and that's it until January. So Chelsea, obviously and rightly so, will not want to go into the season with Courtois missing without signing a replacement. I have no idea why they're not just trying to get a swap deal on the go. Navas comes to Chelsea and Courtois goes to Real. Navas is a great keeper. I think it's the obvious move. But we shall see what we shall see. So yeah, we've learnt a few things from the Community Shield. Other things we can just sort of pass off as meh, really. It's an interesting game. It was nice to have some, you know, higher quality football back, as it were. It seems mad that it's already starting, because it only feels like yesterday the World Cup finished. And the transfer window's closing as well. It's all come very quickly. But yeah, Friday night, Man United Leicester. We'll see what squads everyone has, and that'll be it. season's underway. Let us know your thoughts on the game yesterday. Let us know your thoughts on Man City and on Chelsea and on the Courtois situation, the Willian situation. Will Man City bring anyone else in? Let us know what you think. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message. If you're listening on other platforms, send us a tweet at the FIFA Ramble. But for now, that is us out. And we'll see you again soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.